Well, it's finally July, and that means we are 8 weeks away from the first weekend of college football season. David Sears joins us. He is the author of The David Sears Experience, which can be found at thedavidsearsexperience.blogspot.com. He is also the host of WJOX Game Day Overtime, which can be heard Saturdays from 9 to 11 a.m. in Birmingham. David, good to hear you. Glad to have you back on.
Well, it's good to be back, bud. I really appreciate you having me on.
Well, today we're going to talk ACC football, and last year Clemson won the championship by defeating Virginia Tech 38-10. Then the Tigers were promptly rolled by West Virginia in the Orange Bowl 70-33. The ACC really hasn't even sniffed the BCS championship game for some time. Do you think any team has a shot to run the table and perhaps make a run at that BCS game this year?
Well, you have to consider that Florida State and Clemson are probably the cream of the crop mm-hmm. for the ACC. Clemson has that tough opener against Auburn, and then a couple of weeks after that, they go to Tallahassee to play Florida State, which will surely be the Atlantic Division Championship game. But you got to really figure that the best shot for the ACC to win a national championship game would be either a Florida State team or a Clemson team. And Clemson still, as we saw, has a lot to do on that defensive side of the ball. And Florida State, we keep saying this will be the year they come back. This will be the year they come back. And we've yet to see them come back. So it's a frustrating situation, but if you're an ACC fan, but you have to feel that this is probably the best shot that Clemson or the ACC or FSU have this year.
Well, and I think that Clemson is going to have a tough road. There's no question they have a tougher road this year than they did last year. And I think it's almost impossible for them to repeat as champion, considering they're in the division with Florida State. I know Taj Boyd and Sammy Watkins in that offense will once again be putting up points. But as you said, their defense was not very good last year, and I don't see where they're going to improve this year. So I think Dabo Swinney, who might have boosted himself in the top tier of coaches now in the ACC, has a lot to do this year.
With Venable taking over the defensive position for Clemson, you got to figure that's a decent defense there, even though he did not have that great at Oklahoma last year. I think they were ranked in the 60s.
Yeah.
So he's got a lot of talent there. They've done a great job recruiting at Clemson, but they're going to have to work at making that a better unit. They're going from a 3-4 to a 4-3. So that's a little bit more of a transitional phase, but hopefully they'll be able to develop a pass rush, which they a lot last year.
Well, I think Florida State is clearly the team to beat in the Atlantic Division. Obviously, Clemson will have a say in what happens. However, I don't think people need to sleep on Wake Forest or North Carolina State either. I think both of those teams are going to upset some teams that they are not supposed to beat, and perhaps even Maryland win a couple games. The only team that I think is just totally out of it, that has no shot, is Boston College in the Atlantic Division. Having said that, I think Florida State will, in the end, probably end up with the championship just because they have the title of the Atlantic Division, just because they have the simplest road and it looks like the most talented team.
Florida State will probably win it. I agree. They're definitely the odds-on favorite right now. But I would definitely think that the best option for the ACC on a national picture to see Clemson win once, and that be to Florida State. Otherwise, this is probably going to be another one BCS bowl year,
yeah,
bowl team year for the ACC. I don't think they've had two teams in the BCS. I want to say almost ever. I don't think they've ever had that.
I cannot remember if they have.
Maybe 2000 with FSU and Maryland, but I think that may have been the only time they did that. But they're in desperate need of a shot in the arm to become a relevant conference again, because right now it's basically going between the SEC, Big 12, Pac-12, Big 10, ACC. So they're the fifth conference.
They are. And looking at the Coastal Division,
I have to
Yeah, I know it is, but I agree with the many who think that Virginia Tech is the clear division there. I think that, in fact, they have a chance. And I don't laugh, folks. I think they have a chance to contend for the championship. Now, yes, they will probably lose a game they're not supposed to, as they have done pretty much every year since Frank Beamer has had them in championship form. I mean, he has them competing year after year or in position, but they always slip up when they're not supposed to. And then, of course, Georgia Tech is right behind them. And you cannot sleep on Virginia either. Mike London has done a tremendous job building that program, took them to the Chick-fil-A Bowl last year. And then, of course, Duke, North Carolina, and Miami. I think it will be a down year for North Carolina, down year for Miami. Of course, they're enduring some NCAA difficulties. And how about Phil Steele, our buddy Phil Steele, who puts out the College Football Preview? He has North Carolina winning the Coastal Division. I know Phil gets them right a lot of the times and thinks outside the box, but I just don't know about that.
North Carolina is a good school. They have a lot of talent there, but those my guys, two squads that potentially could have to come down before the season starts and have both in the postseason. So you have to figure that North Carolina has a lot of talent, but it's going to be a very scary situation there for the Tar Heel faithful. I like Virginia Tech to win. I think Virginia and Georgia Tech will give Virginia Tech a challenge. But I think that in the end, Virginia Tech just has too much talent, and I don't really see anybody giving them that big a threat to their dominance of the Coastal Division.
I agree with you, and I think Virginia Tech, Florida State will probably be your matchup in Charlotte, if that's where they're playing the championship game again this year. And I think it will be between those two who gets the BCS spot, and depending on their records, obviously, whether they will get in the BCS championship game or not. I will say this, if it comes down to several undefeated teams, I don't think the ACC is going to have priority. Not going to get in over the SEC or the Pac-12.
I definitely agree with you there. Definitely agree with you there.
Well, who do you think, Sears, is the best coach in the ACC right now? Of course, you have Frank Beamer, Jimbo Fisher, Paul Johnson, Dabo Swinney, and the number of others who are coming into the league. But who do you think right now is the hottest coach in the ACC?
I would definitely have to say the hottest coach right now has to be Dabo. Uh-huh. He's got all the upside going. He's just been given the contract extension. He's been able to take over a program that was kind of floundering under Tommy Bowden and turn it into a pretty decent program right now.
Another good segment with David Sears, as always, as we inch closer to college football season. As we said, 8 weeks now until the beginning of the season. And I can't wait. I'm sure you can't either, Sears.
I'm very excited. I can't wait. We're going to continue to break down the preseason top 25 on Jocks Game Day Overtime. This week's number 8, Michigan.
Okay.
Then starting after SEC Media Days, we're going to start doing a conference-by-conference breakdown, much like what we're doing here. As we get closer and closer to football, we are 57 days away from Alabama and Auburn kicking off and 55 days away from the college football season. I'm very excited about that.
And you're right about the game day overtime. They have great guests on there to help break down each conference and team. So if you're in the area, have a radio, you're out at that time, turn it on. It's definitely a great listen. Well, another great show. We will talk to you again next week. Sears will be back with us on Friday. We'll have more content on the Bun Sports Show and on bunsports.com as we'll continue previewing the SEC as well. Sears has his previews on his site as he continues as well. So we a lot of previews going on, but the main thing is college football season kicks off in 55 days. Everyone, take it easy. We'll see you next week.